From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The death toll from the volcano eruption in Guatemala on Sunday has now risen to 69. Reuters correspondent Diane Hodges reports.
Rescuers have resumed digging through the hot debris in search of victims, a task made more difficult by a fresh eruption on Monday. Heavy rains are also hindering the search. Guatemala's President Jimmy Morales visited to provide thanks and encouragement. Amid the search for bodies, many families are already holding funerals for their loved ones.
Reuters correspondent Diane Hodges. The Trump administration says a location has been set for next week's summit in Singapore between President Trump and North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the meeting will happen at the Capella Hotel, a luxury resort on Sentosa Island off Singapore's southern coast. The island's website bills it as Asia's leading leisure destination. Sanders said yesterday a White House advance team is working on logistics in Singapore, while diplomats in the DMZ were negotiating more details of the summit, where President Trump's hoping to secure a nuclear deal with Kim, though he stressed that's likely to take more than just one meeting. Sagar Magani at the White House.
At least six people were killed in an attack by three suicide bombers outside a mosque in southeastern Niger Tuesday. The government said at least 37 people were wounded, eight of them seriously. South Africa's national prosecutor has denied a request by former President Jacob Zuma to delay a hearing over a $2.5 billion arms deal. The hearing will resume on Friday. Zuma faces 16 charges, including fraud. This is VOA News. About 2,000 Jordanians continued to protest Tuesday near the prime minister's office in Amman over a new income tax law, despite his resignation.
Prime Minister Hani Al-Mulki resigned amid widespread anger over tax hikes driven by the International Monetary Fund. The government sees the new tax law as important economic reform. A general strike is also planned for Wednesday. Jordan has backed down on reforms in the past, fearing this kind of reaction. Foreign donors and regional allies will now be watching to see if the king might have to backtrack.
Reuters correspondent Emily Wither. The United Nations called on the United States to stop detaining migrant families and separating children at the southern border. They say it's contravening the law. Ravina Shamdasani is a spokeswoman for the United Nations Office for Human Rights.
The U.S. should immediately halt this practice of separating families and stop criminalizing what should at most be an administrative offense, that of irregular entry and stay in the U.S.
The U.N. said most people crossing the southern border are from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, where rampant violence would give them the right to international protection. However, the chances of being granted asylum are slim, and many immigrants could face long detentions of up to several years separating from their families and loved ones while awaiting court hearings that could end with deportation orders. The well-known fashion designer Kate Spade has apparently hanged herself at her home in New York. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Law enforcement officials say the housekeeping staff found Kate Spade hanging inside her Park Avenue apartment just before 10:30 in the morning. They say she left a note. Kate Spade was 55, a former accessories editor at Mademoiselle magazine. She created a line of sleek handbags that were a hit beginning in 1993. The brand, which she left in 2007, has more than 140 retail shops in the United States and 175 more internationally. The officials who spoke on condition of anonymity did not know what was in designer Kate Spade's note. Warren Levinson, New York.
A professional distance swimmer has begun trying to cross the Pacific Ocean. 51-year-old Frenchman Ben Lecomte has set off on an 8,000-kilometer swim from Japan headed to San Francisco. He is trying to call attention to pollution in the world's oceans. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.